Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Thank you guys for tuning in. It is October 31st. It is our Happy Halloween special. And as always, it's always good to be live because you never know the technical difficulties that you'll have. But anyway, tonight is all about everything being spooky. And of course, I can't wait. We want you guys to laugh and we want you to enjoy the show. And I'm excited about everything that's going to be taking place tonight, guys. We have a funny cast and a whole funny skit we have planned for you guys. So sit back and enjoy an hour of laughter. And we're also going to be bringing you your news and information and all that good stuff. So without further ado, we're going to start the show out with a song. As a little girl, this song scared me, scared the mess out of me. And OMG, the video terrified me. I couldn't watch it. But now I enjoy it and I'm not afraid. And it made zombies look real cool because they could dance their behinds off. It's one of my favorite Halloween songs. And now you're going to get to hear one of my favorite songs, Thriller by the legend Michael Jackson. Enjoy.
Thank you. creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
Now that's the laugh that would get me every time whenever I heard that song. But anyway, that is such a great song. And last night I got an opportunity to go to a Halloween party, and I dressed up. I was a Catwoman one day, and then I was like a truck driver the next day. Kind of went to extremes this year. I always like to dress up for Halloween and stuff. It's just fun, you know, and I just did it when I had my kids and stuff, and it was something that they always wanted to do. I wanted to share a couple of memories, and I talked to the crew about sharing some memories of Halloween and stuff. And some of the memories that I remember with Halloween was the costume. I mean, you were either a gypsy, a prostitute, ghost, or a bloody person with a ripped white T-shirt, you know, and you used some red paint, you know, to make the blood. Parents didn't really spend money on costumes back in the day, and so you just kind of made up your own. So I remember that, and then I remember when we did get an opportunity to buy a costume. I remember one year I was Wonder Woman. And I had the plastic face, and I was a white girl. Yeah, the face was white, but my body was black. So I looked a little weird, but I did look like Wonder Woman, you know, the old Wonder Woman in the cartoons of the Super Friends. That was the plastic mask. And we would wear those until we tore them up, basically. And I remember when we would trick-or-treat, you know, a lot of the kids, they go from house to house. Well, back in the day, trick-or-treat was the church. And so we would always go to the church, and we would have a big bag full of candy. And one of my favorites was the popcorn balls. I don't know who made those popcorn balls, but that was one of my favorites. And you would always get fruit. You'd play games, eat pumpkin seeds. I remember the witch's brew and all that stuff, but it would be at the church. And it was always rainy or cold. And I think there's a little bit of rain in the forecast tonight, and it's definitely going to be a little chilly tonight. But it's not pouring down rain, so I think the kids will be able to have a good time trick-or-treating. Now, I can tell you one of the scariest moments is that when we would go to my aunt's house on Halloween, and she lived in Freddy Krueger's house on Elm Street. That house looked just like Freddy Krueger's house. It did, on Elm Street. And they had bats in the neighborhood, so it was a lot of screaming when we would be outside at night and we would be walking through the neighborhood and stuff. We'd have to scream because we were always told that the bats would get in your hair. And so it was a lot of screaming going on. And then there was, like, always noise in the attic. And my uncle used to tell us this scary story about the ghost and the woman in the hallway on the picture and stuff. So we would hear the noise in the attic. We didn't know it was squirrels. We thought it was the woman on the picture in the hallway. My uncle, he used to tell us that and scare us as kids. But anyway, those are some of the memories that I remember growing up during Halloween. And so, Ming Ling, you are on the air. What are some of the memories you remember growing up with Halloween?
Well, I say I remember I would dress up because I'm half Chinese and half Japanese. I would always dress up as Japanese every year. So I always look like me, but I put my hair in bun and I look more like my mom because my mom wear a bun. And so that would be my outfit for Halloween. And then most of the time, like today with my friends, I may get like a headband with ears on it and I look like a cat. I kind of like that. We Japanese like cats.
Yeah, I hear that you guys have a fondness of cats. That's really interesting. I thought that you would probably dress up as an Asian empress or something like that. So surprising that you guys didn't really celebrate Halloween. Sister Estherine, how did you, well, tell me about a memory of Halloween. Tell me just, you know, just a little memory that you had.
Well, my memories of Halloween was, it was the devil. That's what my memory was. It was the devil. And so I don't play with ghosts and goblins. No, it's the devil. That's the way I was raised. That's Sister Estherine. I was raised that way.
So what did you do on Halloween? I mean, did you do anything on Halloween?
We went to church, too. We went to church. We prayed. We prayed all night. Because, yes, that's when the devil come out. So we prayed. We had shut in. We prayed. That's what we did on Halloween. We got to pray. Yeah, we got to pray, Lord. Yes. Yeah. Hallelujah. We got to pray. Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes. We do have to pray. I do remember some friends having to go to church. You know, we had to go to church. We actually had fun and we got candy and stuff like that. But I knew I did have some friends that did go to church and have to have a shut in and pray. So yeah, I did know people that did that. Gucci Queen, what is a memory that you can share with us on Halloween?
Well, Shane, growing up with Halloween, I don't really have that many memories. We didn't get to celebrate it growing up, but I celebrate it now. So, yes, I dress up often, not on just Halloween. I love to dress up and put on different costumes, if you know what I mean.
So, do you like the holiday, Halloween? Do you like to, you know, well, I guess you do like to celebrate it.
I actually love the holiday, Shay. I can tell you because it gives you the opportunity to dress up and pretend. And, you know, the Coochie Queen is all about keeping the bedroom hot and spicy. And so if you can role play and you can dress up often, then hey, you can do all kinds of creative things in the bedroom with your partner. This is the Coochie Queen, so keep it hot, people. Keep it hot, not just on Halloween. Keep it hot. Keep it hot every day of the year. 365 days, and in leap year is 366. But keep it hot, people. Keep it hot.
Okay, well, you heard it from the Coochie Queen, and hey, we know the Coochie Queen knows. Guys, we're going to be right back. We're going to take a little break, and hey, we're going to listen to some more Halloween music. We'll be right back after this.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster man. From my laboratory in the castle east, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sound. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hound. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool. Drax a part of the band. And my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them what it said.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And you, my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Okay, Shay, now, what's that noise? The Lord is not giving us a spirit of fear. The Lord is not giving us a spirit of fear. The Lord is not giving us a spirit of fear. No spirit of fear. No spirit of fear.
Okay, sister, calm down. It was just a sound bite. That was all. It's just all into the spirit of Halloween. No, he did not give us a spirit of fear. Okay, everything's okay. Okay.
Wow, Shay. Why sister so scared? I mean, it's just a show. Why she so scared of the noise? I mean, it even sound fake. Sister, you don't watch no horror movie? They all be like fake. You could tell by the way they try to run. They run like they acting. They don't run like they really scared. Oh, I done seen some scary stuff. We don't run like that. Come to my hood, and you see how people really run when they really scared of something. We run all the time from gunshot sound. So, you know, scary movies don't really scare me, nor do that scary music.
Ming Ling, you can go to hell. I ain't going to hell with y'all. Y'all tell me what I need to be scared of. You can take your ass to hell. Look at y'all. Y'all got me cussing. Lord, please forgive me. Lord, please forgive me. Lord, please forgive me. Sister Esmeralda is out. Sister Esmeralda is out.
Sister, okay, look. Okay, what we're going to do is I'm going to take a little break and talk to the crew. I think Sister done got a little bit upset. We'll be right back after this song. I Put a Spell on You from Hocus Pocus. You remember that movie? All right.
But what I wouldn't
do, all about me.
I put a spell on you, and now you're mine.
Thank you, Max, for that marvelous introduction. I put a spell on you.
And now you're mine. You can't stop the things I do. I ain't lying.
No! No! Don't look at him! It's
been 300 years, right down to the day. Now the witch is back, and there's hell to pay. I took hell on you.
Good joke. Happy Halloween.
No, man, I'm serious. You got your head.
You're not kidding.
Bette Midler, she was awesome in that show. I watched that movie so much when it first came out. And so I had to do that little song, and it was like a little funny little Halloween show that we could watch growing up. So I had to calm things down and take a little break, but we are back. And we are back with Ming Lee with our political news this week. What's going on in politics, man?
Wow, did Sister Etherine just tell me to go to hell? Wow. Okay. Well, in your political news, I guess I'll go to that before I go to hell. Mueller team won the battle to force the testimony from lawyer for Manafort and for Gates. And there's no hidden message in Mueller's court finding. With the White House, the Senate Republicans is in no rush to shield Mueller from Trump. And so it looks like some people from Trump's campaign may be facing some time in jail, maybe even President Trump. It's a lot of stuff going on in the White House. Kelly reignites the feud with Representative Wilson. And he says that the Civil War was caused by a lack of compromise. And so it's a lot of stuff going on. In the wake of the indictments, Trump's attorney, he is like reiterates the pardons are not on the table. And so there won't be any pardons concerning the indictments that was recently given on the Trump campaign in his house. So it's not looking good for President Trump, and Mueller is on the case. And so maybe he won't be president for long. And so that's the latest in the Trump campaign.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders says that Trump isn't considering the funding Mueller's probe. And so he's not going to be against it because he says he has nothing to hide, but Mueller is finding something and indictments are going forth. So I'm Ming Ling, and I am giving you your political news, and hopefully I'll be back next week because hopefully I won't go to hell like Sister Serene want me to. And I'm sorry, just scary movies don't scare me. And I'm sorry, Sister Serene. Please forgive me, and please pray for me. Until next time, I'm Ming Ling, signing off.
Thank you, Ming Ling. And like I told you during the break, Sister Estherine does not want you to go to hell. She didn't mean it, okay? She didn't mean it. She just said it, okay? She didn't mean it, though. She didn't mean it. Okay. We're going to be right back with some more news for you. And we're going to listen to some Stevie Wonder, Superstition. We'll be right back.
All right. That was Stevie Wonder with Superstition is the Way. I love that song. Always have loved that song. Now, I'm going to go into some news, a little bit of news, and then we're going to bring on the Coochie Queen. Now, there's some movies that are going to be coming out to look for. Now, Bad Moms Christmas, it will be hitting the theaters, I think, tomorrow. I'm excited about that. I don't know if you guys saw the first one, but it's definitely a funny show. Shows mothers in a different limelight. And so I'm excited to see the upcoming movie, Bad Moms Christmas. Now, Jumanji, oh, how I miss Robin Williams. You know, my kids were small when Jumanji first came out. And so now they're in the remaking of another Jumanji. And so can't wait to see the new movie. And I think Dwayne The Rock is going to be in it, Johnson. And so be looking for Jumanji. These are some of the shows that, you know, some of the movies that I've seen that are going to be coming out and stuff. So I definitely want to tune into them. Now, for you guys who are fans of Stranger Things, or are you a fan of Ghostbusters? Or, hey, are you just crazy about shoes? Well, Reebok and Stranger Things and Ghostbusters have all teamed up, and they're launching a shoe, okay? I think it happened on, well, they launched it this month. It's called the Reebok ExoFit High Clean Model, featuring exclusive designs inspired by the 1984 classic Ghostbusters film. It says that Sony Pictures Consumer Products is teaming up with Reebok and Bape for a limited edition. So this is definitely a limited edition of this shoe. And so for the upcoming season, the Stranger Things producer teamed up with Ghost Corp on the show Ghostbusters storyline. And Sony Pictures Consumer Products put the collaboration together. As a backstory, we find Ghostbusters superfan Dustin has modified his ExoFit High by drawing his own Ghostbusters design onto the shoe. The shoe with that design will now be available for diehard sneakerheads and fans. The 80 nostalgia is running at fever pitch, and excitement and fondness for the classic Ghostbusters seems to grow every year. So it makes total sense that in the fall of 1984, Dustin and his friends would be nuts for Ghostbusters, said Ivan Redman, director and producer of the 1984 film Ghostbusters and partner of Ghost Corp. So they are thrilled to have collaborated with Stranger Things team and are excited to team with Reebok and Bape to make Dustin's customized ExoFit High a reality. As Jamie Stevens, EV, Executive Vice President of Sony Pictures Worldwide Consumer Products. So guys, be looking for that. That shoe will be exclusively at Bape retailers worldwide this October. So they're available there now. And then at premium sneaker stores globally, including but not limited to Reebok stores in Japan and online, Undefeated stores everywhere, Colette in Paris, Mita and Atmos in Tokyo, Casina in Korea, and Juice in Hong Kong. And so there will be a launch party and a collaboration and all that done in Los Angeles. So guys, be looking for that shoe if you are a Stranger Things Ghostbusters fan. And hey, you just want to up your shoe game and you like Reeboks. There's a new shoe out there. Now, if you guys weren't paying attention to the news today, there wasn't a deliberate, and Mayor de Blasio of New York City called it a terrorist attack. Yes, it happened in New York City and Manhattan today. Pedestrians were struck down by a truck, and a suspect was shot by New York PD. 8 people killed, several injured by a 29-year-old Pakistani. His name was, oh gosh, I hope I can pronounce this right, Safilio Sapavo. He's Pakistani. guys. Okay, I'm not Pakistani. Anyway, I think his name is Cefilio. I've worked on it and worked on it because I heard him pronounce it. I just cannot pronounce it right now. But anyway, he's Pakistani. He was 29 years old. And they are reporting that he is an Islamic extremist. They say he had no criminal background, just a few tickets, but they are still investigating it. He rented a truck from the local Home Depot. They're calling it an act of terror. At the end of it, before he was killed, he was seen to have a paintball and a pellet gun, and he yelled, "God is great," in Arabic. He entered the bike path and drove southbound. He collided with a bus, injuring two adults and two children inside. He exited the vehicle, and the police confronted him, shot him in the abdomen, wounding him. And he has been reported to have been killed. President Trump was briefed about the whole incident, and he responded on Twitter. "New York City looks like another attack by a very sick and deranged person. Law enforcement is following this closely." Not in the USA, all caps. That's some national news. Now, on the local news, it was a DeSoto home invasion. And this is so sad, because the gentleman's home who was invaded, he was 89 years old, and he celebrates his 90th birthday tomorrow, guys. Yes, his birthday is tomorrow. He's turning 90 years old. He gets robbed the day before his birthday. He also had just been released from the hospital. He did make it, and he was okay. He seems to be all right, but the thieves did get away with some money and some jewelry. The police are looking for two suspects that could be in a white or silver Jeep. Lee Warren, the owner of the home, said he was taking a nap, and a man dressed in all black forced his way through his front door, demanding money. And so Mr. Warren handed him his wallet. The suspect took the money out of the wallet, threw the wallet on the ground. He took some jewelry, and Mr. Warren told the thief, "Shame on you, fella. Shame on you for doing such a thing." So we're glad to know that Mr. Warren will be okay, and he will be able to celebrate his 90th birthday tomorrow. Local news in Raleigh, a school, Craigmont High School, had a fight that led to some arrests with parents. Yes, I said parents. The disagreement started outside of the school and ended up in the high school hallways. Gosh, parents, what are we teaching our children? So anyway, those are some arrests that have been made. Parents being arrested fighting in high school. And let's go to the Coochie Queen to get our weekly relationship news. Coochie Queen, you are up and at it. Are you ready to give us some coochie news?
Yes, I am your Coochie Queen, and in the spirit of Halloween, I say that you should make it spooky in the bedroom. Maybe you can dress up as vampires or Dracula and roleplay. Suck thy blood. Suck the blood. Anyway, keep it in the spirit of Halloween. Have fun with your mate. Have fun. Dress up. I'm all about the dressing up and the role play. So have fun and keep it in the spirit of Halloween. You can be Dracula. You can be anything. You can be Jason. You can be anything that's scary. Freddy Krueger. Anybody. But keep it spooky and freaky. I am your Coochie Queen with your weekly Coochie and Relationship News. And until next time, take care of the Coochie.
I love our weekly Coochie News. Keep it spooky and freaky. I like that. Way to stick with Halloween.
Oh, well, thank you, Shay.
Yes, thank you. Okay, in some celeb news, Well, you know, the Obama summit is going on the south side of Chicago, and Prince Harry was there. He joined them to surprise students at the Hyde Park Academy, and that is so cool to me. I mean, how many kids get to meet royalty? You know, he is part of the royal family in London. So kudos to Prince Harry for joining up and teaming up with the Obamas to inspire young leaders. Also, J-Rod, or better yet, J-Lo and A-Rod, they are a hot couple, and they're going to be on the cover of Vanity Fair. So, guys, check them out because, man, they are some spicy Latinas. They are. Now, rumor on the street is that Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber are back on. Yeah, they're back together again. So hasn't anything been confirmed? Nothing has been confirmed. But we do know that Selena has broken up with The Weeknd. So who knows? Maybe a flame has been rekindled. Anyway, we'll keep you in tune and updated with that. Justin Timberlake of Midvian, he will be the halftime show this year, or, well, better yet, next year's Super Bowl. That's right. He's going to be the halftime show. And also his family dressed up with Baby Silas as Toy Story. He was Buzz. Baby Silas was Woody. And Jessica was Jessie. Beautiful family. They are such a cute family. And he's going to be at the Super Bowl halftime show. So can't wait to Super Bowl. Some other celebrities that are dressed up. Gabrielle Union, her husband. Dwayne Wade. They were Milli Vanilli with the Grammys. Yes, they even did the dance. They were a funny couple. They had those dance moves down, though. Very, very funny. Now, on TV. Okay, I normally don't watch a lot of TV, but when I do, believe me, it is worth watching. How many of you guys have seen The Boys? Well, I have. I have watched it for the last couple of weeks. I was with my mother. And she had it on. And I heard these two girls singing. And it just got my attention. You know, I love to hear good music, you know, and good singers. And, you know, and when they can sing, you know, they can sing, you know. And these two girls, it was a white girl and it was a black girl on there. And they were singing. They were singing a bluesy type song. And the black girl threw her earring off and I think lost a shoe and bracelets and everything. But, I mean, they were giving it everything that they had. And I have been watching it for the last couple of weeks. And the ladies of the show, man, J-Hud and Miley Cyrus, they are like, they are doing it, okay? I mean, they are doing it. Their teams are phenomenal. They are doing it, man. It's got a great lineup. I'm just waiting because they have such great singers on this show. It's going to be hard to eliminate. And with the whole decision process and deciding who stays and who goes, this is just getting harder and harder every week. But the girl power, they've got it going on. And the ladies are doing it. Man, they've got some strong, well, everybody does. So, really, everybody does. You know, everybody does. Blake, Adam, all the teams are just powerful. So, I am just itching to find out how is this going to end? Because everybody is so good. Like, it's going to be hard to decide. It's already hard for me to decide because every week people are just like just improving and they're already good. But then the next week they come back and they just blow you out of the water. And so I can't wait to find out how this is going to end and what team is going to win. But it's funny. The cast is hilarious. And so if you haven't seen The Voice, make sure you tune in because it is good. Okay. This is BYTV. I bring you the verdict, and I'm bringing you the verdict, okay? And that's my verdict. All right, we're going to end the show. We're coming to an end, and so we're going to go with some old school Houdini.
Freaks come out at night. All right, I'll be right back after this.
And it ain't till 12 till the party really starts. And I always had to be home by 10, right before the fun was about to begin. Crowds of people lined up inside and out, just for one reason, to rock the house. But in the daytime, the streets were clear. You couldn't find a good freak anywhere, cause they like to wear leather jackets, chains and spikes. They wear rips and zippers all in their shirts. Real tight pants, pressed mini skirts. All kinds of colors running through their hair. And you can just about find a freak anywhere. But then again, you could know someone all their life. They might not know they're a freak unless you see them at night. Cause when the crowd's like this, I'm ready to rap. But before I could buzz around on the mic, freaks are all over me like white on rice. Freaks come in all shapes, sizes, and colors. But what I like about them most is that they're real good lovers. They do it in the park, they do it in the dark. But most freaks are known for breaking hearts. You can never tell what a freak is thinking of. And you may never catch a freak without at least one glove. They don't walk, when they step, they strut. And nine times out of ten, they drive you nuts. So take my advice, you don't stand a chance.
Houdini.
Well, Shay, I can tell you that me and my husband, we are both freaks, and we come out more than just at night. We come out in the morning. We come out in the noonday. We come out in the evenings. We come out all times of the day because we're freaks and we freak with each other. So, Houdini, you're one of my favorite artists. But I do disagree on this, that the freaks come out just at night. No, me and my husband, we come out all the time. Keep it freaky. Keep it freaky. I'm your Gucci queen. And I'm signing off. Yes. Happy Halloween. And keep it spooky and freaky.
You know, Gucci, I never looked at it that way, but you have such a way to put a different spin on everything that we talk about on this show. So we definitely appreciate your insight in everything. Well, thank you, Shay. You are so welcome. No, thank you. Thank you for adding so much to the show. Guys, anyway, this has been another episode of Shay, Renee, and Friends. We want to wish you a safe and happy Halloween. Okay, it's all in fun. And so enjoy yourself. Make sure you're safe. Get your candy checked. You know, if you didn't go to the church and get your candy checked. If you're going to people that you don't know, okay? But it's best to go to people's homes that you know and not just anybody's home, okay? And so, until next Tuesday, make sure you visit our blog site. You can check us out on bytblive.blogspot.com to see our latest blog post. And also a recap of every week on the show. Also, visit our website for more information. You can stay connected with us. You can ask questions and all that stuff on the website. And, hey, you can get to know about the whole crew and cast, okay? So, without anything else, we thank you. And until next week, this is BYTV, Shay, Renee, and Friends. And we brought you the verdict. Until next Tuesday, hey, love more, laugh more, and live more. Much love.